Surprise! Good morning, y'all. It's Martha Norwalk welcoming you to the first hour of our We're Celebrating the Mariners because they finally made the playoffs edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And of course, the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And man, there is some spectacular photography that I shared this week. And unfortunately, I finally caught up. We got another weird kind of recall, food recall for animals. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. So you can check that out too. But my favorite post there, I don't know how this happened, because you know the frustrating part of sometimes Facebook posts, Nathan, is they don't tell you the background or why. But anyway, it's a woman's hand, and in her the palm of her hand is a baby hummingbird, and it has a little beak. It's sucking juice out of a raspberry, and oh, it's so cute. And it's so tiny, but I mean, how this little baby hummingbird ended up in this woman's palm eating a raspberry, I have no idea, but it's really cute. And, you really should love it. And then scroll down to see the photograph of the kingfisher bird in the flower. Wow. What an exquisite photograph. Really, really very cool. Anyway, check us out on Facebook. So, well, hey, everybody, it is, can you believe it? It's October already. Happy October, 2nd of October today. And I guess the best news of the day, besides what we're celebrating, is the fact that the planet Mercury went direct this morning. Yay! Oh, man, has it been a doozy, Mercury in retrograde. So I don't know if you've had a lot of confusion with planning and calendars and appointments and missed stuff and traffic and things breaking and all the stuff that happens in Mercury retrogrades. But it went direct this morning, and then this is shadow of the retrograde for 2 or 3 days, but then we'll be good until it happens again. Anyway, I'm happy to be able to share that with you. So, gosh, it is the first Sunday of October. So that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And we will be chatting with some of our regulars. Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue will join us. And in the second hour, Eileen from Help Animals India. Remember, she has been on her incredible international trek through India and Nepal for the last month, and she's just traveling back this weekend, so we won't be talking to Eileen today, but we will catch up and hear all about her trip next month. But we're going south today, so we're gonna feature South County Cats, and they got a big event coming up this month, and their Cattoberfest. And gosh, they do some great work on the South Sound, and we don't get very often to talk to folks down there. So we'll be doing that in the second hour. And then we will talk to Laura at Seattle Dogs and Anand Institute of Living Yoga. So other than that, it's a normal day. So before we officially get started, let's explain. So I knew when I heard that, you know, the Mariners made the playoffs. It's only been 20 years, about time, don't you think? But, you know, we have a huge Mariner fan in the studio. He has his jersey on as we speak. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think one of their biggest fans would be our Nathan. So Animal World's production engineer. Good morning, Nathan. He is here.
Yay! Good morning, Martha.
Now, I have to tell you, you know, when we do the love train and dancing is required, Nathan does get up, but he's the video or the laser and light guy. Well, let me tell you, if you want to see Nathan dance, play that Mariners song. I had never heard of it, but you, I thought he'd want to start with Celebration or something, but you picked that song. And why did you pick that music?
A little bit of context. It's not actually a Mariners specific song, but it is definitely very baseball and the good old vibes of going back to the Sandlot and playing in, you know, your neighborhood. But every time, if you go to a Mariners game, if you're an early bird, that is the song they always play right before they open up the gates. So I figured, why not play, you know, that as an opening to the playoffs?
Gotcha. Okay, so when they open the stadium, that's the song that's the music they play.
That is. And then once that song finishes, those gates open up.
All right. Well, that's cool to know, because I didn't know that, but it's a fun song. Coach put me in the game.
Yes. So put us in the playoffs. Now, let us play.
Did you get to see, I know it happened Friday, the Friday night game, Because I heard about it on the news Friday night. Did you happen to get to be there or anything, or were you watching?
I was actually at my pool league giving a timeout, and during the process of the timeout, suddenly everybody just started jumping. Of course, I was wearing my Mariners jersey and very in touch with the game, but the moment I take that timeout, everybody jumps up, so I'd immediately, you know, run away from the table and look at the screen. And I see Kyle Raleigh running around the bases, and everybody's cheering. I knew at that point he hit a home run. I mean, who else other than Kyle Raleigh to come in through the clutch and bring the Mariners to the playoffs and punch that ticket?
All right. All right. Well, it's been a long time, and it would seem that something has shifted energetically. That they certainly seem to have a different energy to them this year. And lo and behold, in the playoffs, and I think they're even doing well enough. Don't they get the home field first game?
That's gonna depend if they pass. That's still Blue Jays. Yeah, they need to take the top wild card spot in order to have a home field advantage. They will play a game at T-Mobile Park, so they will come here for a playoff game. But the question is, will it be a home field advantage situation, or will it be later in the series?
Yeah. Well, and that's confidence for you. See, he said later in the series. That means he thinks they're going to keep going.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to get in that series. I just meant that first series. But yeah, I'm confident they're going to make it farther. They really came through and got a lot of pitching that they didn't have earlier in the season and have really stepped up their game. So they're going to be an underdog. That's for sure.
Well, underdogs often win. And I figured it was legal for us to talk about the Mariners today, because after all, they have that cute mascot dog now. So we have a dog on the Mariners. What's his name? Tucker, I think.
Tucker,
yeah. Very, very, very cute. Now, I don't know how long it's been since you've been for a game, but do you see Tucker now, the mascot dog now at games?
Does I he haven't come out on the- been since that last one I went to, but I am planning to maybe go Tuesday or Wednesday, get one more game in before the season ends.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll have to let us know if he gets to participate on the field and stuff. I've seen some photos of him playing with the players and goofing around when it's not, you know, game time, but I don't know what happens during the game. All righty then. So let's see. It is because it's the first Sunday of the month in Shelter Rescue Show. We do have to kind of stay on time because we have a schedule, and you know that's not my strong suit. So looking at the clock here, let's go ahead and officially start the show, because I got a few things to mention here before we get to our first interview. So if you haven't been here when I've started the show before, I always do by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. And then we have a pile of affirmations we do to get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week, and all the energy flowing in the right direction. So here we go. I start with, and by the way, joining me and participating in this part of the show is up to you. It's voluntary. And you can recite these things along with me, or you cannot participate at all. It's not like dancing and our exercise portion. When we do the love train, send the love around, dancing is required. But this one you can opt out of. Okay. So I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of every living thing, of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. That's our prayer section. Now we go into our affirmations, and we've got a group of them here. They've all been contributed by one of the members of our Animal World family, and we find them extremely powerful. I know a lot of you do them daily at home, as I do. So I say each affirmation out loud three times, and you can recite them out loud with me or silently or not at all. It's totally up to you. And this first affirmation we do for our individual selves. And this one comes from Ananda, but is also probably one of my absolute favorites because I found it made such a big shift in my life now that I use it all the time. So here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life will be a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two. This one comes from our wonderful best and energy codes healer, Linda Rasmussen. And she gives affirmations to us after she does a session with someone. And this is one of those. And we found it to be so powerful that we just do it on a regular basis. And this one is also one of my favorites and really shifts energy for you if you're interested. Three times. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this one comes, actually, this comes from the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division. So I got this. And here we go three times with this one. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. That's a good one to do before you go out in public, just to surround yourself with health and well-being. All right. Now, this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our medium communicator, intuitive, and personal awareness coach. And I find this one has been really helpful for me as well. So this one we use to kind of stay in balance with the energies that are so crazy. Here we go. Three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Whew. All righty. Now, the last affirmation that we do is from the Ananda Institute for Living Yoga, and it is their Warrior of Light affirmation. And I just find this so powerful and so important right now. There's just so much going on everywhere around the world. We need to spread the love and the light around, and this is how we do it. So three times on this one as well. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty. Now we complete the whole prayer and affirmation process. Dr. Nell's part and his favorite thing. Cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me. I trust. I trust. I trust. And that, of course, trusting in whatever you think of the higher power as. All righty. We are good and we are officially started. So let's stay on time. What do you say, Nathan? And we will take care of advertisers. And then I've got a couple of things to mention before we get started and check in with Meow. And we've got I'll tell you about the recall, the little I know. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling with this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. One of the most gifted healers I know. And he can work with you in person or remotely. And he has helped gazillions of animal friends recuperate for and recover from physical as well as emotional and even sometimes behavioral issues. So he likes you to go through his website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link. He always does a free telephone evaluation. So fill out the contact link and tell him you want to chat, and he will be happy to arrange a phone call. And I just got to tell you, for those of you that are already in his little group and get his email, the email came out this morning with a big announcement. And I think I told you 2 weeks ago that he'd made a big announcement. And I thought I know what it was, but I wasn't sure. Anyway, I did know what it was. And I've known about this for a while, but I'm not going to tell you. Not today, because next Sunday is the second Sunday, and that means Dr. Nels and his sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with us. And so since it's his big announcement, we'll let him make it on the air next week. So that sounds good. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And all you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or pick up your phone after the show. Give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty. Nathan showed me the cameras down there, and the sun is apparently out. And it's supposed to be possibly a record-breaking heat day today. It's been a beautiful weekend, but man, it's not evident yet up here. It was still, when we went on the air, Nathan, it was still below 50 degrees. It was 48 degrees here, so it was still cold. Sun's out here, but are we still expecting around 80 today?
Yeah, I mean, I've been telling people all week, the weather just seems kind of stuck, doesn't it? I mean, it's there's like no more or less clouds in the sky. The temperature is always pretty much the same in the mid-upper 70s, and there's no winds. It's like the weather is just on the pause button right now, and it's been that way, and it's going to stay that way for the entire week, too.
Yeah, and no rain in sight. It's been so dry. Mm-mm. I'll tell you how dry it's been. Now, this last week, I had to do the first big blow of the season. You know, I'm out in the wood, in the forest area, and I have huge, over 100-foot trees surrounding my whole property in my house. And a lot of them are evergreen, but many are cottonwood and big leaf maple and that kind of stuff. And so I get lots of leaves, and I have to, you know, blow the leaves. Well, you know, that's a pretty big project with all the acre I have to blow in these leaves. But so last week, Nathan, I had to blow everything before I could mow. But I went out, and I'll tell you, I've been in this house like about 12 years now. I don't ever remember this happening. Because usually when, you know, I'm blowing leaves, I always wait till a dry day to blow, you know, so it's not raining at the time. But, you know, the leaves are usually heavy because it's always been raining, and they're wet and they're heavier. Well, this year, everything was dust, dirt, dry. And so it was an amazing process. It was like it took half the time, because dry leaves are a whole lot easier to blow around, I found, than wet leaves. And it was amazing. And Robbie has a huge leaf pile, but the fact that they were all dry and not wet even threw him off a little. I mean, he dove in. It was kind of like, whoa, you could see it, that it's different for him too. So anyway, the leaves were dry, and it made for a much easier blowing. But boy, I'll tell you, I was really shocked, because I'd never actually blown my whole yard when it was totally dry. So now I'm spoiled, and now I don't want to blow wet leaves anymore. But we do need the rain, and apparently the Bolt Creek fire that we're dealing with. I know, Nathan, you said there was smoke odor down, you know, in the Bell Factoria area today. I haven't had smoky up here, but I just heard, you know, it's like 12,000 acres have burned so far, and it's only 28% contained, because the areas that it's burning are not accessible, you know, by ground. The only way they can fight the fire at all is by air, apparently. So it's taken a long time, and we need a lot of rain to put it out. So be thinking rain to put out the fire. All righty then, just about ready to get busy. I was going to tell you, let's see, two things. The first, I guess we don't even need the funeral music, but we do have, for the first time in quite a long time, a recall. And it's a little unusual in that, and I have to bring it, I had it on my phone, but it went away. So let's see. It's called Spot and Tango is the name of the food. And now I don't remember ever hearing that right now, that name of food. So I'm not familiar with it, but it's called Spot and Tango. And so if that name is familiar to you, and that's a food that you've fed, apparently there's some strangeness about how this was announced and the FDA and so forth, but it's written up well by Susan Thixton and truthaboutpetfoods.com. You can find all the detailed information. You can go to the Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and the recall is posted there, so you can click through the information, or you can go straight to truthaboutpetfoods.com and get the details on the recall there. And then the only other thing I've got to mention is that animal TV continues. And I'm just slightly disappointed because the Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet marathons are done for now. And oh, I so enjoyed watching so many. And so and I always learned so much from those shows. But now Pit Bulls and Parolees are back. So we know Stacy would be very happy because that's her favorite show. And they had a marathon of the Pit Bulls and Parolees last evening. So I got a chance to watch a number of those. And they were, you know, older shows. But my goodness, you know, I just think, you know, I think that, you know, Dr. Jeff is a saint. And anyone that wants to live a life of service as a veterinarian could just get to know what he's doing and follow what he's doing and learn a wonderful example. Well, Tia, the gal that runs this Pit Bulls and Parolees, she's kind of like the angel of dog rescue. There just really isn't anybody that does it better. She's an amazing woman and quite a force of nature. And some of the shows last night really focused on the Parolees and the work that she does with them and how she helps them rehabilitate and straighten out their lives and develop a work ethic and a love for the animals. And that then translates to a love and understanding of humans and people and really some fantastic shows. So you may enjoy those too. So, alrighty, I think that covers all our bases, unless there's anything that I didn't mention, Nathan, that you can think of that we ought to be talking about.
I think we're ready to get started with the Shelter Rescue Sanctuary.
Okay, I think I just have one question, because there's still a bit of the Mariners season left before we get to the playoffs, right?
Yeah, there's about like four more games left or something like that.
Okay, so we've got a few more games, and then the playoffs will start after that.
Yep.
And so are those four games all this coming week and then the season's over?
The season ends on the 5th Wednesday
of October. Okay. All right. I just needed to be caught up because I don't pay attention unless it gets good. So now I'm starting to pay
attention. After that, they have about maybe 5 days or a week or so to have a little break between the regular season and then the wild card playoffs. And then that's when all the big action starts.
All right. Okay. So I guess it's time to start the show again, huh? All right. So it is October 2nd, first Sunday of the month, and that means Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday and doing a great job of, you know, every moment of her life, I think. That would be Marilyn Hendrickson from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
And I'm assuming the sun is out at your house?
It's a perfect fall morning.
All right. Now, have you had any smoky smell and smoke in your air that you've been aware of around your place?
Not today, but we did earlier in the week.
Okay. So you kind of like everybody, sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's see, before I get off on a tangent, which I was about to go on, let's cover the basics in case there's somebody listening that for some reason has been under a rock or something and doesn't know about Meow Cat Rescue. So tell us all about Meow. What is Meow?
Meow is a 501c3 nonprofit animal shelter rescue organization in Kirkland. We had our 25th anniversary last February, so we're coming up on 26 now.
Wow.
We have cats and kittens at the shelter, and dogs and puppies are in foster care, and we're just happy to be doing what we're doing.
All right. Now, I want to ask you a question, so I don't forget, and just a little background, it's really interesting when up in this area, I'm not sure if you call information, I don't think you can call it. Can you call information to get a phone number anymore? I don't even know that you can, but wherever people look for phone numbers or search things, when people are looking for rescues, that my business name and Martha's Canine Feline and All Creature Counseling, my name and business comes up and my number. So I get a ton of calls from people you know, that have found animals or have, you need to know where to do and all of that. So, you know, I answer when I can and I call them back. Usually, but if they get my voicemail and they listen, then they know that I'm not a rescue. But sometimes that doesn't even sink in. But anyway, so I try to talk to them. And often, because of what I do, I know a lot about animals, I can help. But now a consistent question I'm getting, and it just came, just had another call yesterday, Marilyn, is I get a call from lots of people that say, we found a cat. Okay. And, you know, it either there's something wrong with it, it needs help, or, you know, we can't keep the cat, but we want to take it to a shelter where we know, you know, it won't die and it'll get a forever home. And what can we take, you know, can we take the, what shelter, where should we go? And they're usually looking for a no kill in a, you know, the private shelters, but there are rules, aren't there, Marilyn, in terms of what animals that you can accept and take in as surrenders?
Mm-hmm. There are rules, and it is confusing.
Yeah, so could you explain that to us?
Yeah. So if you find an animal in King County, let's just start with King County.
Okay.
There needs to be a single point of contact because there are so many veterinarians and rescue groups in King County that a Ray would need to go to Regional Animal Services in Kent. And that's...
Well, and that's because aren't these rules are set up for animals that get lost but actually have owners and, you know, or people that love them, because yes, if an animal gets lost and picked up, we want people to be able to find their animal. And if they have to check every one of a gazillion different shelters, they're never going to find their animal, right?
So That's exactly right. And so, and the first thing that anybody's going to do is scan for a microchip. So
right.
I can't say enough about the importance of microchipping your pets, even if you don't think you need one, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, oh boy, I lost my train of thought. But yeah, so the single point of contact for King County is Regional Animal Services down in Kent.
Yeah. And so if it's a stray cat, or dog, you as Meow, or it could be Perfect Pals, it could be Homeward, it could be Seattle Humane, it could be anywhere with the smaller, you know, shelters and rescues around the area. But if it's a stray, the law says they can't take it in. Correct?
They can take it in, and they put it on something called a 72-hour stray hold. And what that means is once the cat enters the shelter, the clock starts ticking, and the human has 72 hours to
find the animal
and claim the cat. And so then after 72 hours, and honestly, nobody ever, we've never had that happen. then the cat can go up for adoption. And
gotcha.
Occasionally, if we have room, and this actually happened a couple weeks ago, somebody found a cat, brought it to us. It was a busy Saturday, and we called King County, and they said that we could do the 72-hour stray hold at our shelter.
So with permission, sometimes you can keep them for that 72-hour hold. But basically, it's not a rule, you know, just to mess with us. It's a rule to try to keep some consistency where people, if they've lost a beloved animal, there's a way that they can search and know where to go. So you generally, the strays have to go to the Regional Animal Services, that's in Kent. I know up here at Snohomish, you know, they have to go to the Everett Animal Shelter.
That's correct. And that's just for ease of reuniting pets with their owners.
So can shelters like Meow, you know, private shelters, can you take in any kind of animals? I mean, I think you can take owner surrenders. Is that?
Yeah, we can take owner surrenders. We work with a lot of hoarding situations, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a lot clearer, because I, you know, so many people don't understand that. And that's generally why they're calling me, because they don't want to go to the city shelter or the county shelter. You know, they want to go to one of the private ones. But if it's a stray, that, you know, then I have to explain to them that's not the way it works.
Yeah. And I would like to just add that almost all shelters are no-kill nowadays. I mean, we've come a long way. And
oh, that's good. Yeah. Talk about that.
And we, of course, we meow are a no-kill shelter, 1,000%. But even the bigger shelters like King County Animal Regional Services and Seattle Humane, honestly, they would never, ever euthanize an animal to make space for another animal. The only time that happens, it would be two different situations. If we have a fractious animal who's actually a danger to people, or if it's an animal who is terminally ill, who has cancer or something like that.
Yeah. All right.
But an adoptable, friendly animal is not going to be euthanized.
That's really good to talk about, because, you know, I don't think we have for a very, very long time. But it used to be people, you know, we didn't want to take them to the city shelter or the county shelter because the chance of them being euthanized was so huge. That, you know, you pretty much, you know, felt like you were signing their death certificate. But that's pretty good to know. At least in our area, we've kind of awakened to this, and there's so much help in terms of rescue. Because I know sometimes, like, you know, Meow and you other shelters will sometimes go to the bigger county and city shelters and take some of their excess when you have room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
And so there's a real good cooperation of all of you, everybody working together and helping and supporting each other. And I know, you know, the city, the shelters, you know, Seattle Animal Control, the Everett Animal Shelter, all have, you know, great networks of volunteers and stuff these days, and, you know, lots of wonderful things that happen for the animals that never used to. So I guess the good news is, at least in our area, we've kind of cleaned up our act and are doing a better job of caring for these animals. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And now, do you think that's countrywide, or do you think there's areas where they're still euthanizing animals up the kazoo?
Unfortunately, there are lots of areas that are doing high levels of euthanasia. We live in a really great area. I would also like to add that, you know, sometimes people might find a semi-feral or a feral cat.
Yeah.
That changes everything. Because an animal shelter cannot house a feral cat. Because nobody wants to adopt. I mean, you can't even handle a feral cat.
Yeah,
and that actually happened to us last Saturday.
Ah.
A woman brought in a cat in a trap, and the cat was feral. I mean, the cat was absolutely feral. And the woman was, she was an elderly woman, and she wasn't in the best of health. And she'd been feeding some feral cats, and this newcomer came along, so she thought that she could just bring the cat to us and we would find it a home, but it was feral. So what we did was we ended up taking the cat up to Everett Animal Shelter, actually, and he was neutered, and the woman agreed to take the cat, you know, back to her house and feed.
I was going to say that would sound like the answer, if she's, you know, would be to do the trap, neuter, release thing.
Yeah.
You know, neuter him and then turn him back out in the neighbor, you know, where he came from.
Yeah. So, you know, and it happens all the time. I don't think a day goes by that we don't get a phone call from somebody who has been feeding or has found a feral cat and they want us to take it. And we can't because, you know, nobody comes to Meow looking for a feral cat, but
I don't know if because I know Meow doesn't have, but I think, I don't know if they still do, but, you know, Perfect Pals up in Arlington, they now, the last time I was up there, now, and that happens, was probably decades ago, but they had a feral cat colony. you know, they had a whole area for feral cats. And then they often did, you know, adopting out as barn cats and that kind of thing. Do you know, are there still rescues like Perfect Pals that have feral cat colonies? Do you know?
I don't know. I know there's a lot of controversy about that because, so it used to be that when somebody found a feral cat, it would be taken in, be spayed and neutered, and then placed in a barn.
Right.
But barn programs don't have a real high success rate because the cats just tend to run away. So honestly, the best and the most humane thing to do if somebody finds a feral cat, it is to get help getting the cat spayed or neutered and then putting it right back where you got it. Because they know where they know where to stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer and where the food is. So relocating a cat.
And when they get spayed and neutered, then they can't continue to increase the population. And of course, the idea being we do enough trap, neuter, and release and get spayed and neutered, then the colonies live out their lives and they die off naturally. But since they're all spayed and neutered, there's no replenishment. So eventually these feral colonies would go away. So at least that's the idea.
That's the idea.
Okay, let's make Nathan happy and get back on schedule here and take care of our advertisers. And then we'll come back and chat with Marilyn more about Meow. I've recently discovered that, did you know Marilyn pay it all the time, every day on Facebook? She posts these incredible photographs of people adopting new kitties at Meow. And oh, I've been in tears so many times. I love the photos. If you haven't found Meow on Facebook, you got to find them. We'll talk about that. But anyway, stay right where you are. We're taking care of advertisers at the moment. And Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. Check them out at the website. You can find out all about them, or if you like. And I have to say, I got a voicemail from Janice from NuPro yesterday because I've been trying to figure out. I've gotten so many requests that you want to hear her on the air again. So she's such a character and so much wealth of wonderful information to share with the NuPro supplements. But I mean, gosh, this woman is a force to be reckoned with. She is campaigning her dog and duck diving and agility and rally. And I mean, everything you can compete in, she's doing. So we're working on trying to find time for her. And then, of course, Whispering Dragon is almost back in business again. Last Sunday was the big moving day. And since it was the last Sunday of the month, I was able to help the moving crew. And so I moved the dog and the cat and Jude and all of that in my vehicles and got them. And anyway, it was a marathon move, but we got her in. She's into the new home. Slowly getting it all together and organized. The big problem right now is Comcast. Need I say more? Anyway, majorly messed up and the phones are all messed up. So right now, Comcast is still trying to figure out how they've messed up the detail and why the business, the Whispering Dragon phone isn't working. So if you need to schedule with Jude or communicate with her, about acutonics or the chiropractics, the sound healing stuff, the best way to connect with her right now is email until Comcast straightens out the phones, which hopefully will be tomorrow, but can't, I don't know. Anyway, email address is resonate@whispering-dragon.com. resonate@whispering-dragon.com. All righty. Now, back to Meow Cat Rescue and Marilyn. And gosh, I sure enjoy all the pictures that you post of all those wonderful kitties that get homes. I mean, what's the wonderful you know, relationships you can see beginning and the great connections between people and these kitties. It's really fun that you share those photos.
Oh, yeah, we love it.
And speaking of those adoptions and people finding new kitty friends, when is Meow, when's the shelter open these days to come and check out kitties?
We're open Saturday and Sundays from 1 to 5. We've started opening on Thursdays as well, and I think we're going to continue doing that. So okay, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5.
Okay, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. And other times or anytime, you can go to the meowcatrescue.org website and check on available cats and kittens or available dogs and that sort of thing.
Right.
I want to, before I forget and we run out of time, my cousin is thinking about it, getting is ready for a new kitty. She and her husband, you know, they're older than me, a condominium, you know, like in Sammamish area. And, you know, and my cousin Rosie just, you know, loves kitties and has usually always had one. She's interested, you know, because of their age and like me, that interested in maybe rescuing a senior kitty. Mm-hmm. And I was suggesting, well, you know, you really ought to connect with Meow. And see, you know, and I told her about going and checking out the available cats to see what's in the senior department. But also, Marilyn, she's a nurse. So she's really good with that kind of stuff. And I just wonder, have you got any senior kitties in your foster program that you, because I know, you know, you can help, people can foster special needs, mm-hmm. you know, older kitties. Do you have any of those mm-hmm. that are looking for somebody good to take care of them?
I think we do, and that's called our Ninth Life program.
Ninth Life, okay.
Yeah, and that's
tell me about that.
Somebody like your cousin who has medical experience could take home a kitty who might need daily medication or something like that, and who's really not adoptable because they're in not great health. Uh-huh. And Meow pays for all medications, all veterinary visits, things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. So you may have something that qualifies there for her. So I'll let her know.
Yeah, she should give us a call.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. That sounds great. So what else is going on at Meow? What do we need to know about?
Kitten season is still going full swing. COVID set us back quite a ways.
Yeah.
Because during that 2.5 year period, a lot of rescuing wasn't getting done. And this has been the busiest year that I've ever seen in terms
of... So kind of making up for the couple, three years of the pandemic.
Mm. Yeah. So
you're still catching up.
Oh, we'll be catching up for a long time. But wow. Yeah. But we're all animal shelters are just slammed this year. I do know that. And all the rescuers that I know are just really, really overwhelmed. So, we're looking for homes for lots of cats and kitties. So be sure and check out our website.
And I think this time of year, I don't think there's any events coming up until we get farther into the fall toward winter season.
Yeah, nothing happening quite yet.
Okay. The website is available to you at any time, folks, meowcatrescue.org. And that's where you can, click on the cats or the dogs. Many of the cats are in the shelter, so you can go and meet them at the shelter. Now, kittens, Marilyn, are usually in foster care until they're old enough to get spayed and neutered. And then you move them into the shelter for adoption. Is that how it works?
That is how it works. In fact, just this past week, we had, I think, 22 or 23 kittens spayed and neutered.
Wow!
And they all came to the shelter, so we've got oodles and oodles of kittens looking
for oodles and noodles of kittens. Wow, that's a lot of kittens. So you're not kidding, kitten season is still going.
Yeah.
Now, what, by the time they get spayed and neutered and like all those kittens that you just did and came in, about how old are they when they're ready for adoption?
The youngest would be 3 months.
Okay.
Currently at the shelter, we were commenting yesterday, I think just about every kitten at our shelter is 5 months old.
Okay. Which is a really, I've learned over the years, that's a really good age to adopt.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You can kind of get to know who they are. They've kind of grown up into themselves a little bit by then, and a lot of the challenging raising little kitten time is done. And boy, it's sure nice to have all the surgery out of the way and everything when you get them.
Yep.
All right. So And I'm so grateful for the work that you do, and the photographs that you post that I see, because they're always there on my feed when I remember to go to Facebook. Is that on your personal page, or do they come from a Meow page? I'm not really sure where they come from.
Well, on Saturdays, like for example, yesterday I posted almost all of the adoptions on our public
Meow.
Page. That's probably where you're seeing it, is the Meow page.
And is it me on Facebook, Meow Cat Rescue?
Yep.
Obviously, yep. I am always already there, so because I don't need to look it up. But all righty, so check it out, Meow Cat Rescue, and check them out on Facebook. And look, and Marilyn just said she got all the photographs up from the adoptions yesterday. So it sounds like things are going well. That these days that you do open, the adopters are coming in.
Oh yes, so. Things are going really, really well.
Wonderful. Well, you keep up the good work, and I can't believe this, Marilyn, but I'll talk to you again in November.
I know. Okay.
All righty. You take care of all those kitties, and we'll talk to you again next month. Thanks so much for all you do. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, everybody know what that means. We're closing out hour number one. That means it's time to fire up the love train, and it's time for our exercise, getting us up and moving and getting me back into my clothes and we all need a little exercise. So we combine the best form of dancing of exercising at home, according to Diane's chiropractor, that would be dancing. And we do that to the love train so we can spread the love and light all over the world while we do this. So that's going to be coming up. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or you can get up on your feet, join the love train with me. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And Nathan's on the lights and the lasers, so we'll have a little dance party coming up. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer, so we get extra energy and juice for the day and the week. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming up. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.